Welcome to the Warriors of Grace podcast, hosted by Dave Jenkins. Warriors of Grace is about helping men from generation to generation become gospel men in private, in the home, in the church, and in public through the Word of God. Now for today's episode, let's join our host, Dave Jenkins.
Well, welcome back to the Warriors of Grace podcast. My name is Dave, and I'm the host for this show. And today we're opening up a brand new series called Reading the Bible Personally and Corporately. And this is a really important series because we need to understand as men that we are not only to read the Bible personally, as in we're supposed to read it ourselves, but also we're to read it with the church, and so that we can do life with the church. And Paul told Timothy, as we'll look at in this series and talk a lot about, we're supposed to read the word out loud when we gathered together on the Lord's Day. And we're going to talk about that in this series. But the goal really is to help you as men learn to read the Bible for yourself, to talk about what it means to read the Bible, to study the Bible, to meditate on the Bible, to memorize the Bible, and to apply the Bible to your life. And then we're going to turn in, that's the personal aspect of it, and then we're going to turn and talk about what it means to do life with the church, and also what it means to, you know, sit under a sermon, and how do I listen to a sermon, and so on and so forth. So I hope that this will help you to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today, we're just going to talk very briefly about three aspects of the Holy Spirit and the ministry of the Holy Spirit and how he helps us to read the Word and some other practical things. So, the Holy Spirit aims to guide Christians into all truth of the Word of God. And from Scripture, points us to Christ alone for a life of faith, adoration, and service. In John 16:14, Jesus says, "He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you." So we need to understand what Jesus is saying here. And to do that, we need to understand how the ministry of the Holy Spirit has worked in the world to bring people to Christ and to empower the people of God to be on mission for his glory, to make and mature and multiply disciples for his glory. Well, the first thing to say is that the Holy Spirit's primary ministry is to testify to biblical truth. Let me say that again. One of the main ministries of the Holy Spirit is to testify to biblical truth. You see, this is what God is doing when he draws the lost, for example. You might have a conversation with a lost person, and they say, you know what? They realize, hey, you're sharing the gospel with them. They realize that they are lost. The Holy Spirit is at work in this. He uses us as instruments for his glory. In fact, the Holy Spirit's one of the main aims of the Holy Spirit is to take the truth and to open people's eyes to the truth. We see this on the road to Emmaus. These disciples at the beginning of the story in verse 16 or 17 of Luke 24, they're kept from understanding. God has a purpose for this to teach them. In verse 31, we see after he interpreted in verse 27 of Luke 24, all the things concerning all the scripture, he opened their eyes. This is the doctrine of illumination. This is where God, the Holy Spirit, opens eyes and opens ears to the truth of scripture. That's what I'm talking about when I say that the Holy Spirit aims to open people's eyes to the truth. You see, the Holy Spirit, though, doesn't aim, unlike many people today, to glorify himself. He aims to serve and glorify Christ alone. He doesn't lead people to worship Jesus any way that they want or however they want, but only according to the revealed Word of God. The ministry of the Holy Spirit is intertwined with the Word of God, and so when we understand this, it means that, you know, much of our misunderstanding about the Holy Spirit and how He is at work and in the world and the church and our witness and all these things, that it really falls into place and it really falls into line with God's Word. So let's talk about this ministry of the Holy Spirit. So vital to understand. The Holy Spirit is active and at work in the world. This includes His involvement in creation and the incarnation and the apostles and the prophets as they committed to writing the Word of God. The Holy Spirit is sovereignly at work in bringing people to salvation. All Christians possess the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit at the moment of salvation. Christians permanently possess the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's sealing cannot be undone because Ephesians 1:14 says it's all to the praise of His glory. Every Christian, Ephesians 5:18, is to be filled with and led by the Spirit. The fruits of the Holy Spirit in Galatians 5:22 through 23 are fruits produced in Christians because of His work in them. Jesus promised the Holy Spirit would be a guide, a teacher, a comforter for all Christians in John 14:16 through 18. And He promised that the Holy Spirit would fill the mission of God through the local church in Acts 1:8. And through the work of witnessing, which will only be carried on by the apostles and their followers, the Holy Spirit will not only lay bare the world's sin, but in the case of some, will awaken a consciousness of guilt, which will leads to true repentance. And when the Holy Spirit, through the preaching of the gospel, convicts men of their sin, a considerable number of them cried out, such as in Acts 2:37, "What shall we do?" And turn to Christ in faith and repentance in His name. The Holy Spirit aims to teach Christians about the truth of Jesus and to drill the truth that they receive from the Word of God deeper into their hearts and their minds. That's why we can say that the Holy Spirit wants to teach us. He wants to teach us. And to do that, we have to get into the Word of God, because the Holy Spirit intends to work in the life of His people, drawing us nearer to the Lord Jesus. And He does so through the reading and study of God's Word. You see, as Christians, when we speak of the results of the Holy Spirit's work in our lives, it must always lead us to thankfulness and gratitude for all the Lord has done. The results of the Holy Spirit's work in the life of Christians must always be a keener sense and delight in Jesus' work in our lives, a more fervent love and devotion for Christ, a firmer trust and reliance on the Lord Jesus, and increased obedience to Jesus. In John 16:17, Jesus says, "It is to your advantage that I go away." And now Jesus says this because once He's enthroned in heaven, He would send the Holy Spirit. It is because the Holy Spirit is working with power in our hearts, the people of God are drawn into closer discipleship with the Master than was even possible for the original disciples. And by the Holy Spirit, true believers possess a more blessed experience through union with Christ of the saving benefits that He's provided for His people so they might commune with the Lord in their daily lives. See, a ship has a name. It does not leave the harbor for just any reason. A fisherman doesn't just set out to go on an expedition. He has a purpose in mind. He knows what he wants to catch. The aim of the Christian life is the same. The Christian moors in the safe harbor of Christ alone, in which He invites His people to find rest, strength, and hope. He is a rock of refuge, a present help in time of need, and a comforter for those experiencing affliction. And so we need to understand as men, as Christian men, as we dive into this subject of personal Bible reading and study and meditation and memorization and even application, we need to understand the connection between the Word and the Spirit. Jesus calls his church to a rescue mission of declaring to the lost that Christ alone can find and redeem them. And additionally, he uses Christian men for his glory by equipping them in the local church through the preaching and the study of the Word of God. And this is our job. Our job as men is to carry forth glad tidings of good news contained in the revealed Word of God, that the Spirit might use us as instruments in our personal lives, in our homes, and in our vocations, in our churches, in our communities. And if the church fails in this urgent task, people in our churches will not understand that they have been sent by the Holy Spirit into the world as witnesses for the glory of Christ. And they will not understand how the Holy Spirit illuminates the Word of God for the sake of growth in Christ. And they won't understand how the Holy Spirit continues to convict, comfort, and encourage the people of God through the personal and corporate reading of Scripture. So we need to understand this ministry of the Spirit is not for cheap thrills and our entertainment. It's not so that, you know, fairy dust will come and fall down. It's not so a big show will take place. None of these things are the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit aims to point to and glorify and to lift up the Son of God and the Son of Man, the Lord Jesus Christ, revealed in the Word of God. And the Holy Spirit aims to take the truth of Scripture and to convict you of it, to open your eyes to see great and wonderful things in the Word of God so that you will grow to be more like Christ. And so then you'll go out in the power of Christ, being led by the Holy Spirit, modeling the character of Christ, and going forth in the power of the Holy Spirit to share the Lord Jesus with a lost and dying world, and make disciples for God's glory. So it's not just we gather together. You know, let's start here. We read the Bible personally, but it's never just for our own personal benefits. It's yes, so that we ourselves are growing, but it's so that we are growing so that we can be a blessing, so that we can grow in Christ. And as we're growing with Christ and we're growing in knowledge of his word, the Holy Spirit has something to use to use us and to speak to others about from the Word of God. So as we're reading, as we're studying, as we're reading and memorizing and meditating and memorizing and applying the Bible, all of this is for the purpose of growing in Christ, so that then as we go out to share Christ with others, as we engage in apologetics, as we engage in discipleship, we can point people to text after text after text. So the purpose of Bible reading, personal Bible reading, as we'll talk about hearing and reading the Bible, is never just for our own advantage. It's ultimately so that we can grow to be like Christ, so that we can model Christ in our behavior, in our actions, so that as we go and we carry forth the mission and the ministry that God has entrusted us as men in our homes to shepherd our families and to love our spouse and our children and to serve other people in our local church, we're showing forth the fruits of the Spirit for God's glory, both at our homes, in our communities, and in our churches for God's glory. So these are things the Holy Spirit is aiming to do in our lives to help us to grow, to be more like Christ, so that we will be an effective witness and servant of Christ, all for his glory. Well, I want to thank you for listening or watching this episode of this opening episode, of the Reading Bible Personally and Corporately, as we've talked about three aspects of the Holy Spirit's ministry in our lives as Christian men. I want to thank you for your time and for tuning in. It is a blessing to be able to serve you men. Until next week, may the Lord richly bless you and keep you.
Thank you for listening to the Warriors of Grace podcast. If you enjoyed the show today, please subscribe, leave a rating on the app, and share our episode with your friends and family. If you want to, you can follow us on Instagram at Servants of Grace, on Twitter at Servants of Grace, or search Servants of Grace on Facebook. You can also find our show on the front page of the website servantsofgrace.org.